Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about rectifiers. These are electrical components, and what they do is they rectify an AC signal which swings from a positive voltage to a negative voltage across some wires. In Australia at 50 hertz, I think in the USA it's 60 hertz, I think in Britain it's 50 hertz, so you could say pretty much in the civilized world, sorry Americans and Canadians, it's 50 hertz, 50 times a second, and that 50 times a second reflects the rotation rate of a giant pickup coil in your coal-fired or nuclear-fired power station. The rest of it, or rotation rate in your wind farm. So, I don't know if you've noticed this, but they control the gearing of your wind farm such that the rotation rate of those blades are always the same. I don't know if you see, the wind doesn't really blow extremely hard, and they just change the pitch of the blade and make the propeller do more work but stay the same rate. So that rotation of the wind farm hits gears and your little thing produces that 50 hertz plus and minus. So if you put a galvanometer either side of an AC circuit, you'd notice it go plus and minus. Now, unfortunately, 50 hertz, around 60 hertz, is a sweet spot to kill anything. Apparently it's the lethal frequency that your heart can operate, so your heart can actually handle very high frequency stuff, but 50 hertz is just in the sweet spot to actually really stuff your heart up. If you happen, it's sort of like we've said, I'll close your eyes, I think we'll run out this many hertz, and this is the power distribution. It just happens to be, after the fact, the most lethal variety. Now, you have AC because AC wires, if you put it into a solenoid, produces an oscillating magnetic field, and if you put a pickup coil on top of that, you can pick off some energy from it as you need it, and what means you can go at very high voltage, and number of voltage swings is proportional to amount of, you can build an electrically powered power station. What? Yeah, a power station which is run by electricity, and that's called a transformer. And so it goes like this. So if you've got 240 volts, in the US it's 110, but again in the civilized world it's 240 volts. AC, and that's 240 volts RMS, so the actual swing is, I think, well, I can't go pi on 2, square root of pi bigger, 375 volts, just off the top of my head, peak to peak going through, and you want to reduce that by a factor of 10, so you want to have, say if you have that powering coils, 240 coils, that's 1 volt per coil going in there, RMS, and you want to pick up, say, 1 volt out, you just have 1 coil, 2 volts up, 2 coils, it's just the number, it's that simple to work out, the voltage drop you can do. So that's why you have AC, but the AC is really good, but if you've got your little battery car, your iPad or something like that, that all operates on beautiful, smooth DC direct current. So you want to have something which converts AC to DC. And I'm going to use a garden hose analogy, the only time where I think this is valid. So what you have is, in all these things, the garden hose analogy is not quite right because you just have water running out the end of it, although in battery circuits there is actually an argument for it, but you've got in AC, it's what happens is say if your AC liquid coming out, powering something. So you're using the pressure running back and forth down your hose. If you break the hose, all the liquid will drain out and you get no pressure. So you have the hose in a circuit going back to your power station, your source. So you can imagine someone in your AC power station with a big bucket of water and the hose at the top and the bottom, and of this drum, and you rotate the drum. As you rotate the drum, the water pressure will go one way and the other. So it's hard to imagine them spinning it, but it could be spun, and that would send a pressure wave proportional to the rate of spinning of your drum. There you go. I didn't think I'd that power. That may actually not be such a bad thing. Okay, there's some sort of animal out here following me. That will produce your AC circuit, and you want to actually bleed some of that off in a way so it's always positive pressure. And so what you can do is that onto your thing coming from one cable, you can have a valve which releases water when there's high pressure, and when it's low pressure takes in water. And on the other one, you have on the other cable, you've also have the same set of two valves. So in your valves, you've got two sets of valves, and for the two wires, you connect the two high pressure out together and hook that around to the two high pressure in for a valve. And what will happen, you've got a system of four valves in a diamond, and coming into left and right, you've got your pressure flowing back and forth, and it goes through the valves. The valves open and shut at a time such that the water flows in one direction in your pickup circuit. So the two valves are connected to a hose which is hooked over the top. That's going to be about my best description there. I can see this is a brilliant demonstration. I'm giving myself 5 stars, but those of you who know what rectifiers are can possibly take this limping analogy, which I just walked into, because I'm going to need this as a short podcast at the end of my walk. Can do it. So let's go through it again. This is what I often do if I don't think of a really good podcast. You've got a barrel of water and a hose at the top and a hose at the bottom. And if you keep on spinning that barrel around, so the top goes to the bottom, back and forth, the pressure is going to change in both directions, the top and the bottom. It will tend to actually flow the water around it, not really if you really look at it. And you drag that, say, 30 metres of hose out or 30 metres of hose down, and the pressure, the water is running back and forth from it. You'll see this process happening. I think this is, perhaps that's a good AC analogy. The current is actually moving back and forth. It's only a slightly different current and voltage. And then 30 metres out, you hook up to these two, rather than connect the two hoses together at the end, rather than hook them just across each other, get the water to flow back, you get the water to do a flow back in only one direction through it. So you have on each of your two hoses coming out from your alternating thing, you have a high pressure outlet and a high pressure inlet. And what it means is that you can then, of those two valves, connect the two high pressure outlets together and the two high pressure inlets together, hook that together in another hose, and instead of having the water rush back and forth, even though it is rushing back and forth in the AC one, in that last bit we'll actually do a you can hear the gate closing. I'll close the gate as I come back home. You can see you can see the two the the rectifier is those four little valves, and the valves are those thing called diodes, or they can be a tube rectifier. I think a tube rectifier is the next podcast I'm going to do. That's easier to understand. Thanks for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.